Audible Inc. presents Midnight Lunch, the four phases of team collaboration success from Thomas Edison's lab. Written by Sarah Miller Caldicott. Narrated by Sarah Miller Caldicott.
Foreword. I first met Sarah following a speech she delivered in 2011 at a high-level innovation leadership conference hosted by Kraft. I was immediately struck by the relevance of her teachings. As a co-founder of Bright Idea, a company that focuses on tools to harness innovation, I was captivated by Sarah's presentation. Her understanding of innovation practices used by Thomas Edison and the links between those practices and today's urgent need to continually innovate sheds light on how some of the world's most revolutionary inventions came to be. And critically, how Edison's practices might be successfully contemporized and translated today. In Midnight Lunch, Sarah brings Edison's timeless collaboration formula to the fore. She advances our understanding of the rapidly changing innovation environment by providing deep insight into Edison's proven collaboration processes. Importantly, her teachings allow innovation practitioners to apply those proven practices in the digital era. Sarah notes that Edison emphasized collaboration as a discovery-learning process, which served as the backbone of his innovation efforts. Rather than adopting a classroom-focused or task-focused orientation, collaboration for Edison was highly hands-on, experiential, and project-driven. His teams learned through interaction with their colleagues, allowing them to unlock their own innate creativity and enhance ideas through collaborative adaptation. Sarah shows us how to inject Edison's undeniably brilliant insight into the collaborative process. Sarah's insights could not come at a better time. Those companies that successfully innovate continue to flourish, but companies that fail to innovate risk their very survival. Almost 50% of companies that made the 1999 Fortune 500 list, 238 companies to be exact, were absent from the 2009 list due to dramatic falls in revenues. Extend that history and the results become even more onerous. Only 71 companies listed as part of the original 1955 Fortune 500 have survived to grace today's 500. The world has become a tougher place, and the corporate playing field is littered with companies that failed to make the grade through successful innovation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?